I think the right term to apply to it, I've come to a conclusion, is human history. I think recently history has gone through as many changes as anything else has gone through in modern life. And we now realise that history matters more when it deals with genuine human beings who are placed in the middle of the picture, and not just with ideas or with contributions to the winning of history. It is true, I think, that Bletchley shortened the war, probably, by a couple of years even. I'm not sure about that. I've never been a great believer in counterfactual history. It has never really particularly worried me. I knew we were winning the war as best we could. It's a very, very strange place when VE Day occurred, and it more or less coincided with my own birthday, so that there was a sort of joint celebration amongst my friends at the Galleon, which was not far from Wolverton, Stony Stratford. It was a very, very strange party, which was a bit of a birthday party for myself, and a party to celebrate the end of the war. I've never been very much interested in the view which is expressed by some people who review books about Bletchley, that books that talk about the life of people at Bletchley are less interesting and important than the books that talk about the contributions that were made to particular aspects of winning the war. The person I admire most, in a way, in his writing about it, was Bennett, who came from Cambridge, was at Magdalen, and I went to his lectures on medieval history. He'd been working in Germany before I came to Bletchley. I don't really like official histories. I confess this strongly. I have never really believed everything that Hinsley says, and I admire Hinsley as a person and got to know him in Cambridge well after the end of the war. Hinsley's history, some of its shortcomings were realised by Welshman. I am bound in conclusion to say this, that Turing was, even given the fact that Welshman really created the organisation, I think, of Bletchley, the Hearts, I think Turing was the genius. I think it's right that this coming year is going to be called Turing Year. He had such an extraordinary eccentric disposition. It's very, very difficult to believe that he could have existed at all. He actually buried coins here and forgot where he put them in the ground. He used to wear a gas mask when he came into Bletchley on a bicycle because he was afraid that he might catch fumes and so on, and from various things that happened if there were punctures and so on. And so he came in wearing a gas mask as he came here. Now, the interesting thing about Turing, which can't be said too often, is that Turing loved the post office and Dollis Hill and all that kind of thing just as much as he loved BP. I never saw much of him. I did meet him, but I never saw much of him in BP because I arrived here too late. I was only here for 2 years, yet I've asked more questions about it than I've asked about the rest of my life put together. So I'm perfectly happy to try to answer any questions this afternoon. Thank you very much.